Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. We are so glad that you are supporting the show and that you are here. We cover just a lot of different subjects and businesses, from romance, business, finance, relationship, whatever. I mean, it's our pleasure to answer any of your questions, of course. So remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. And what you do with the information is up to you. Now remember, we have daily psychic readings on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. And readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, please go into the website and do subscribe, and you're also welcome to donate. It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages for us, please send them to the website or our Facebook page, the Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The theme for this year is a year of magic, miracles, and achievements. So remember that as you go along throughout the year. We already went through 1 month already. So anyway, the time right now is 6:03 on the West Coast and 9:03 on the East Coast. And guess what? Tomorrow is the full moon. So don't forget to get your intentions out or set your stuff or write something out and put it in the window, whether you have snow, wind, or rain. I don't know. They just say sit it in the window and somehow, I guess, the energy or vibration, the moon will see it. So anyway, that's tomorrow is the full moon. Nina's not with us tonight. Her convention started Monday. And so, of course, she's at her convention and she's the president. So she's pretty busy woman right now. Hopefully she will be back with us, of course, next Sunday. Happy birthday to all the, the Pisces. Yeah, you're starting this week, so happy birthday to all the Pisces. Wonderful, wonderful birthday. Okay, well, we're going to just do a quick prayer, and then we're going to begin. Oh, let me invite and say this. Welcome in, area code 708. 229 and 914, and also welcome in the chat room, Miss Fly with Light, and I will be back to check with her because I think she has a question she wants me to answer for her as well. We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically. We release all karmic density from our past, our present, our future. We release all karmic density from this timeline, this dimension and multiverse, and from the earth, moon, and sun. To the collective conscious in love, thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. Okay. Well, with that, I think we are ready to begin. So our first caller is area code 708. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Patsy.
I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Patsy.
Patsy?
Pepsi? Patsy.
Kathy. No?
Yeah.
Spell it.
P-A-T-S-Y.
It's Kathy? Oh, okay, it is. It's Kathy. Okay. I didn't understand you at first. Well, welcome to the show, Kathy. How are you doing, young lady?
Okay.
All right.
I wanted to know if you saw me moving this year or next.
South. You're moving south, like Arizona or Texas?
I'm not sure where I'm going, but I didn't know if I wanted to make the move this year or next year.
Okay, well, right away I got south, Arizona or Texas. You have two possibilities around the autumn of the year, September and October. Otherwise, you'll be moving next year, 2020. But if you make this move, it'll be at the beginning of the fall, right after school starts in September, from that point to probably the 1st of November. After that, if you don't, then you won't move till the spring of 2020.
Okay. And you see me going out of state?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That's what the angels told me right away. That's why I said, where are you going? Because they gave me Arizona and Texas south.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Wishing you the best. Hey, how about that? A warmer
yeah.
climate is always nice, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it is, especially this year.
Yeah, oh, God. Not the truth.
We've had a
okay,
really
Kathy. Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate
it. You live in the Midwest or the East?
Yeah, Midwest.
I know.
So
you
guys are getting ready to get hit
again, aren't you? This week?
We just got a little bit last week. I hope not. I haven't checked yet. Probably.
Okay, yeah, because I saw it in Google. I think that there was a storm or something, snow. I don't know how bad it is, though, but it said it was coming, I think, midweek. I think Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I think there is a storm coming Midwest to the East Coast. So just be careful.
Well, hunker down again.
Yes,
okay, thank you very
careful.
Much.
You're welcome, Kathy, and I'm wishing you the very best and have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, next caller is area code 229. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Melvin. How are you doing?
Hi, Melvin. How are you, young man?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. A little sore, but about the same with my health. But I just wanted to ask you, like, when did you see, we talked about it before, but when did you see all of this is over with my Social Security refund, a backpack? How long?
Have you got all your paperwork submitted now, Melvin?
Yes, ma'am. Everything that I had to, because my attorney said that the papers that they sent me, they were just trying to get me to sign my name on. That has nothing. None of that didn't have anything to do with. They wanted to just find out some information, and they wanted me to sign my name, the paperwork, and mail it back to them. So I faxed it to my attorney.
Okay.
With no signature.
Okay.
Submit everything. So they got everything they need, and it's all about timing now. And I just want to know, like, when you see all this completely over with the back pay and with the raise, with my check each month.
I'm seeing April 4th. I don't know why, but that's what they're showing me right now, April 4th. Paperwork on desk. I see three different desks. I guess it has to go through three different processes for them to sign off your paperwork, but I just see three desks with people sitting in there and passing from one to the next to the next. And then I guess after the third person, it's a done deal. But they're telling me right now April 4th is when you can expect a check.
Okay, and that would be for the backpack?
Should be for everything, yeah. You should get everything should be caught up by then. So you not only get your back check, but, of course, you'll still be getting your monthly. But it should be a done deal by April 4th. All of your money should come in by then.
Okay. Do you see the numbers on that, Ms. Lynn?
I'm sorry?
Do you see any numbers on that for about?
I see $10,000, but I feel as though it's way more than that. But I'm feeling $10,000, but I know it's got to be more than that. That's just what I'm seeing right now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's got to be more than that.
Yeah, it got to be more than that. I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah.
The number, I'm not going to say nothing online, but the number you gave me, your personal number, I've misplaced it. And I've been trying to, is any way that you could call my number after the show?
No, Melvin, because look, this is my job. This is what I do for a living. I ain't trying to be funny. I don't mind calling you guys sometime, but this is my job. This is how I live and make my money. So if I keep doing free readings or giving people information, then I'm not making money.
you was going to make some. That was what I was trying to say. I got it twisted. No, I basically wanted will you be able to do anything for me tonight after the show? Because I can go and submit it. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. No, not tonight. Not tonight because I got something to do at 7 o'clock as soon as the show ends. So, sorry.
Okay. When will you be able to submit it?
Huh?
When will you be able to... When will you be able to do one for a reading so I can submit the payment?
I am available Wednesday on the 20th. I'm booked tomorrow, but I'm available Wednesday on the 20th. In fact, that whole day is open right now, to be honest with you. There's nothing up there on the bookings. Okay. You know, you can always do just one question if that's all you want, and that's only $20, okay?
Okay, I got you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Melvin. All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I missed something.
No. That's okay. That's okay, hon. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling, and you have a beautiful week, and I'll be looking to hear from you. Okay. All right. Now, let me check with the lady in the chat room. You didn't put your question out yet. Well, if you get a chance, type it out, and I'll come in and answer it for you. Okay, area code 914, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Katie from New York.
I'm sorry, you have a beautiful voice, but what is your name again?
Katie.
Katie?
Yes.
K-A-T-I-E, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Katie, welcome to the show, young lady. How are you doing this evening?
Great, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing terrific. Terrific.
Yes, I have a question. I'm doing a project with a friend. His name begins with the letter A. It's still like in the construction stages. But I was wondering if you see it going well, if it'll be successful.
Okay, is it Aaron? Is this guy, his name begins with A?
Yes.
Is that right?
It's not Aaron.
Okay.
Yes.
And you two are working on a project together?
Yes.
Okay. It helps when I have the name, then it just go to the angels with a letter.
Okay, I'll tell you. Okay. Albert?
Almanet, she said?
Albert.
Albert. Oh, okay. I got it now.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Stop. Good. Okay. Well, you really have some great ideas. Hey, I see what you're bringing to the project. You have some really good ideas. And you know what? They're welcome. Yeah, oh, definitely. You two will work together.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to tell you, just be a little bit aware of, I don't want to say male arrogance. What is the other thing when women are good at what they're doing? God, what's that word that men, you know, they feel intimidated.
They feel intimidated.
But I can't think of that word. So you two are going to work good together, but because you're a woman coming with these wonderful ideas and creativity and skills and stuff, you know, it's like, oh, wow, it's really good. But then on the back end, it's like, okay, you know, you're a woman.
Yeah.
But you're good at what you do. I mean, don't ever feel bad about what you do. You're good. You know, it's just that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, how men are sometimes. They're like, yeah,
right,
they agree with you and thinks it's all good. In other words, why didn't I think of that? Well, it wasn't me to think about it. It was for her to bring the idea. So, but yeah, I feel good. I don't. Other than that, and that's trivial, you know. Other than that,
yeah.
Because you two will work good together.
Aww.
Yep, bouncing information and stuff off each other. Yeah, you do. So I don't see any problems. The angels are saying it's good. Just understand. Male pride. I'm still trying to think of that word, dadgummit. Because it's not arrogant. He's not being arrogant with you.
Yeah,
and it's really not
pride.
But I don't know. You know, once you hang up and I go to the next call, probably the word will come to
it'll
me. Like,
pop.
Yeah. But anyway, that's good. And listen, you two look for, if you two do real good on this project, this report you're working on, I see April and also June bonuses.
Oh, wow.
Now, is that a raise in pay or you get another project that, you know, that contract plays even better? But April and June, did I say June? April and June, yeah. I see bonuses because I'm seeing the money sign, the symbol. So that tells me there's money coming extra than what you normally would do. Normally will receive, I'm sorry. So just think about
really
that in the spring and at the beginning of summer.
Yeah,
well, happy birthday if I don't talk to you before
birthday. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are going to do good.
I was expecting that.
Be a successful couple. Be a successful couple. Like, business is business and personal is personal. You got it? And the two shall never meet or cross lanes, as you young people say. Stay in your lane. Shouldn't cross lanes. Business-wise, you guys will do great, but I wouldn't bring personal in it. Just keep it up to business.
Interesting.
Yeah. You'll do real good.
That you say that, because I have been getting, like, little hints, maybe, you know, that there's something there. But so, yeah, so, okay. I'll heed that advice.
You know the old saying, Katie, you don't shit where you eat.
Yeah.
You two are going to do good together as partners working, I'm telling you. You're really going to do good. And, you know, if he throws hints or whatever, just say, you know what, this is business. Let's take care of business, because if it starts to get personal, now emotions and attitudes and behaviors are coming in, where before it was like, your behavior was all about business, right, to make this money and do good. You didn't care about, does he really like me? Does he love me? Like, I ain't got time for that. I'm trying to make this money. Are you kidding? We'll deal with that shit way down the road, but not right now.
Yeah.
So you're doing good. You're going to do good. Congratulations. I wish y'all the very best, which I know you'll do good. You know,
thank you.
Give the old lady a call now and then. Let me know how you guys are doing. Okay.
I'll give the beautiful lady a call every now and then. And the blessed
okay,
lady.
Well, thank you, Katie,
yeah.
And God bless you, and have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Thank you. You as well. Yes, God bless you, too. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Very welcome. Okay, let me check with the lady in the chat room. And, okay, fly with light. Well, Angel Cherub, welcome to the show. Welcome to the chat room. If you have a question, type it out, and I'll be back in and check right after this caller. How about that? All right, you're listening. Excuse me. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. Actually, you just have me because Miss Nina's at her convention. But anyway, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we have some lines open, so when you call in, be sure and press 1. Okay. Next caller, area code 478. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing today, young lady?
I am well. And yourself?
Terrific.
Great.
Good.
I wanted
yes,
to know
ma'am.
Why this guy Trey came back into my life.
Gosh, why do I want to laugh my ass off? Excuse my language. As soon as you said Trey, I just want to bust out laughing, almost like a comedian laugh. Okay. That was the first response I got. Happy, 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 and laughter. So,
okay.
Okay, now let's get serious. So he evidently has a good personality. Okay. He's lonely.
Aww.
And he misses you. Okay, aww. Go ahead, angels. He's lonely. He misses conversations with you. He misses chopping it up with you, you know, just the two of you talking or laughing or talking about politics or family. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's lonely. But he misses you, though. It's not just lonely and, you know, I'm looking for, which is true,
yeah.
Companionship. But no, he's thinking about you. He is thinking
okay.
about you, yeah. You know, I get that he's a fun person.
He's
I just
very,
feel so good about him.
Yeah, he's very social, funny. Got a
is
good
he charismatic? Is he a charismatic
yes.
individual?
Oh my God!
Like
very
real outgoing
so.
And
yes.
there's not a stranger.
Yes.
Everybody's his friend. Yeah, okay.
Because yes.
I'm just
that's
happy.
Him.
Okay, because I'm
yeah,
just happy, happy, happy. Okay. Well, he's a good guy.
Okay. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm not picking up.
We dated like 15 years ago, so.
Well, maybe it's time. It wasn't time then.
Yeah,
maybe it's time
maybe.
For you two to be together now. Well, come on. You know, Patricia's like being married. Sometime when you're married, and you can be married for a year or 20 years, that's not your husband. And then other times, that was your mate for life. So at the time, 18 years ago, maybe, you know, you were going your way, he was going his way, and so be it, the universe has brought you two back together again now, because now it's time.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm kind of skeptical because he was married for 10 years and now he's divorced, so I didn't want to kind of be like a rebound or something like that.
Well, communicate. Hello, Patricia, communicate. I'm not feeling that off of him. I'm not. I
okay.
feel the loneliness,
okay.
so thank you for the validation. He, you know, recently
mm-hmm.
divorced, so okay, that validates that. But I see, too, that he misses you. So there's something about you. There's a connection.
Okay. Okay.
But I don't feel sexual. I feel like when he's around you, he's happy. He's comfortable. You two can talk. You know what I mean?
Yes, we can.
Just,
yes, we can. We're very
connection.
Comfortable
now, the sex,
with each other.
That's A&B. Okay, because
uh-huh.
the sex, that's A-B situation. I ain't seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
But just two people together and enjoying one another, yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Lenny.
Yes. Yeah, give him a chance. For me, I say give him a chance.
Okay,
and
I
just
will.
Communicate. You might be surprised. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, young lady. Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Check back in the chat room. Okay. Okay. Can you give me a little bit more information, Angel? Okay, I'll tell you what I'm picking up right now, Angel. Somebody's talking about something that they don't know or don't understand, and they're, like, talking out the side of their mouth. And they've done this before. This is what I'm picking up. They've done this before, but it's like, it's almost like they talked about the wrong person this time, or they made a judgment about the wrong person this time, and they shouldn't have done that. They should have waited to communicate more information or really know what the problem was. If it wasn't a problem or socially, before they made their out-of-sight-of-the-mouth comment. So am I right? Because that's what I'm picking up right now, Angel. And if that's true and it's about communication, what somebody has said, number one, pray about it. Ask God which way should you go. Secondly, I feel like there's nervousness there. There's nervousness there about approaching this situation. I'll just tell you to be honest. When you have this conversation and communication with this person, be honest to yourself and to them too, how you feel. It's not that you're about hurting anybody's feelings, because your feelings have already been hurt, but that don't mean you have to reciprocate, okay? But you have to tell your truth, Angel, how you feel and how it made you feel. And how can we go from here to correct that it does not happen again and I don't have to have my feelings hurt. So I guess it's got to be you and understanding with this family member. Get an understanding. So, again, back to communication. If I'm telling you correctly, let me know. I'm going to... Oh, yeah. Okay, I don't have any calls right now, so let me know. Oh. Oh. Is there any way that you can prove that? I understand what you're saying, but if there's no way you can prove that, you kind of have to eat that cost, even though you don't want to. But, oh, really? Huh. I'm sorry to hear that. Is there some history there, Angel, that you're not telling me? Maybe some history about you or history about this individual? Hmm? Sorry that, no. Well, I'm sorry that they kicked you to the curb and it was somebody else that had the problem. Oh. Well, why would they remove you from the situation if that's your house? I mean, not your house, but I mean you live there, evidently you're a family member, but why would they... remove you from the situation? Couldn't they just talk to the individual and come to some compromise or understanding? There's something more here. I can feel it. There's something more here that's not being said. Okay, well, Angel, yes or no? Did you get kicked out the house? Yes or no? We have all lines are open right now, so you can call in 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And be sure and press 1, y'all, so you can get right up in the queue. Okay. Why I said that, Angel, because you wrote up earlier that you were the one that got kicked out. So that's why I asked, were you out of the house? because of this situation. That's why I'm there's more to this. I can see it and feel it that there's more to it that you're not saying. So, okay. I got a feeling it's not really about this housekeeper, but anyway, you let me know. Okay, but what to do next? Did you get kicked out the house? Did you get kicked out the house, Angel, or are you still there and you just have to bide your time? Okay, so you're still there. Okay, beautiful. Well, can't you sit down with your mom or dad and express how you feel and maybe try to resolve this? It doesn't sound like they're trying to get rid of the lady, so no. Oh, geez. Okay. Are you old enough to move out on your own and get your own place, Angel? Because if not, Buttercup, you'll need to suck it up and be careful where you put your things at next time, or make sure that they're just in your room. Sorry. Yeah. If you're underage and you're at home, 18 and under, sorry. You know, you're going to have to suck it up if you already talked to the family, because it sounds like she's going to be there. And evidently you are too. So unless you're, you know, over 18 and can work or go to college or something like that. Sorry that you're going through that, but I need a little bit more information. Kind of vague in some areas, okay, because I'm feeling and picking up some other stuff, but anyway, if you have more to type, let me know. Okay. All righty. Well, you know I'm going to be like Nina. What does Nina say? You got 2 minutes, 2 minute mark. Coming down to 2 minutes. If I don't get any more calls, I'm going to close the show down. You know we just came out from under, and I do want to read this. We just came out from under Valentine's Day on Thursday. So I'm going to read this prayer. It's for a mate. But I'm going to read this prayer, and hopefully whether you celebrated Valentine's Day or not, or whether you're in a relationship or not, if you're single. And like I told people on Sunday, I hope that you loved yourself, whether you got a boyfriend or not, or husband, love you. Self-preservation is number one. To thy own self be true. And if you don't love yourself first, how are you going to love anybody else? Hello. Okay, we desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, and who stimulates our mind, our bodies, and our soul with his or her character, their integrity, their honor, his sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, emotional, sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. Okay? Some people, it's hard for them to love you. Ain't no way to love them because they won't let you. So remember that, to love and be loved. We create this reality with our attentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on her or himself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling, let me repeat that, not settling, again, not settling for someone who is not your equal. All right, folks, We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. So be it. Our wills be done, huh? All right. Okay, well, it's at that time, so I think we're going to go ahead and close it out. Just remember that tomorrow's a full moon. Make your intentions known. Set them out either in the window or write something and put it in your pillow and sleep on it. And let's see what else. Oh, listen, tune in Friday, you guys, for Friday Traffic Jams. I'm back doing that. And last week was the Doobie Brothers. This week I'm doing Average White Band, or AWB. So you might have heard it that way as AWB. But anyway, they'll be on this Friday from 6 to 7, Average White Band. And the next weekend will be Dr. John. You know I love me some Dr. John because I play the piano, right? Played it for years. Looking at my baby grand right now outside the office. So anyway, do turn in and listen to Friday for Average White Band. And if you can listen to the archive shows going into the website if you want to listen to the Doobie Brothers show. Also, on the main page of the website, theessenceofsuccess.net, you can hear Sunday and Monday show if you want to go back and listen to it. Okay? All right, everybody. I want you to have a good rest of the week. Be good to one another. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, I do. And if Miss Nina was here, she would say yes, her too. All right. Thank you, everybody. This night is over. Let's take a slow and easy ride. Just lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way.